This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. The Bradbury Art Museum and the Fowler Center on the A-State campus in Jonesboro will host three exhibitions this semester. The museum's director, Les Christensen, spoke with KASU's Marty Scarborough about the artwork to be displayed in the galleries in the upcoming months. Marty began their conversation by asking Christensen to describe the mission of the museum in the community.
Well, I would certainly say a jewel in our community. But what we are and what we do is we bring in works of art from across the country and around the world. We bring in the type of thing that you don't find here in Jonesboro in other venues, which is part of our mission.
And by other venues, you mean other places where they might see some kind of art exhibition?
Yes, there are a variety of other art exhibition locations around town. And if things are regularly seen there, it is part of our mission not to duplicate that. So we don't really want to be in competition with other places in town. We want to bring in things that you can't find in Jonesboro and bring them to our viewers. So we are a contemporary art facility, and we have a variety of different exhibitions that rotate throughout the year. We have six galleries within the museum, and generally we have some kind of an overarching theme. And then in each gallery, we bring in another artist or group of artists that deal with that theme in very, very different ways. So, for example, if we had an exhibition that dealt with a landscape, maybe one artist would do landscape paintings. And in another gallery, we might have a group of artists that made prints that dealt with the landscape. And in another, maybe someone would create sculpture. So we want to have diversity. We want to provide a wide range of viewing experiences for our community and our audience so that they can have a better understanding of what is happening in the art world elsewhere.
Is the Bradbury Art Museum just a home for rotating exhibitions, or do you have a permanent collection?
Oh, that's a great question. Yes, we do have a permanent collection, and we're very proud of it. It is always ever growing. We add several pieces to it each year. We do show works from our collection throughout the year at various different times. But for the most part, we bring in artists from outside the area for our audience to see.
Well, I think one of the things that the Bradbury Art Museum is known for in the community is the exhibitions that are brought in on a regular rotating basis. So I'd like for us to kind of discuss what some of those are going to be in this upcoming fall academic semester.
Oh, okay. Well, the first show we're going to have is called Body Parts, and it's kind of a fun title. As many people know, some of the very earliest known works of art were actually images of the human body or human figures, mm-hmm. as well as animals and other types of things. So we started thinking about that's a theme that has run throughout the history of art. It is something that humans, viewers, creators have really never tired of. So we decided to take a look at what some contemporary artists are doing. And in the process of that, one thing we found is that a lot of artists are dealing literally with parts of bodies. Some still deal with the whole figure, but some are dealing with hands or faces or arms or some other piece, and or maybe truncated bodies. And that's kind of seemed like a nice twist for us to take that as an approach. So that will be our first exhibition, and that will run from August 23rd through September 19th.
And I assume that there will be a variety of different media employed in this particular exhibition?
Yes. We're going to have painting. We will have a video, which is basically a moving painting. We'll have sculpture. We'll have a wonderful set of work that's actually paintings that are done on pieces of clothing, so those sort of depict the body. We'll have printmaking, and there is an artist whose base is photography, but she uses it in a really interesting way. She kind of does origami pieces where she folds up her photographs. She creates them into sculpture. She does a whole different series of types of things that are really, really, really great and exciting works. So,
and that's why we're here. You know, you can't really describe this art adequately on the radio.
We're here
encouraging people to come to these upcoming exhibitions. My guest is Les Christensen of the Bradbury Art Museum. Your second exhibition this fall semester is one that's, again, appropriately titled, just simply Eclectic.
Well, the idea for this came with the original thought when we reestablished ourselves as a museum and we created six permanent separate galleries. We liked the idea of having a variety of different type of work in each space, once again, so that we could keep our audience entertained and provide a variety of what was happening. So for this show, what we decided to do was, rather than have a theme, have it be the types of work were eclectic. So it's kind of all over the place. We have a fabulous neon artist who will be exhibited in the entry, which is the Stella Boyle Smith Gallery. We have an artist who creates a sculpture, but he also does other kinds of fine art, and he's going to put an installation in one of the spaces.
What do you mean by an installation?
Well, that's a good question. He creates sculpture. He does these beautiful fabric pieces. He has handmade paper. He has all different types of work that he will put together in a particular type of arrangement that will make a sort of an environment that you can go into. And, you know, it hasn't been installed yet, but the pictures I've seen of what he's working on, it's going to be stunning.
That's just
great
an example of what you can find at this exhibition that will be opening October the 4th, titled Eclectic.
Exactly.
And then the one that's going to be opening in November, the way you're pulling in the work of high school students for this particular exhibition fascinates me. Tell us a little bit about the exhibition titled Inspired.
Well, I am excited to talk to you about that, and I certainly hope that there are some other people in the community that hear about this to help us get the word out there to make this happen. For the last few years, we have gone to a local high school and Jonesboro High, and we've worked with them and brought in students who came in and toured the museum. The students selected a work of art that inspired them, and then they created a work of art in response to that. An additional assignment was there was a writing component where they had to write an artist statement about the piece that they created so that they could better understand what they were doing and also so that they could better explain to the viewing audience what they were doing. We then brought in an outside juror who looked at all the work and read all of the artist statements and then selected a show. So it was a competition.
Okay.
Well, that was just so much fun.
And that was just one high school.
That was one high school, and we did that for a couple of years. So last year was our third year, I think, and we decided to expand it to all of the high schools in the county, which we did. And it was extremely popular, and it was really a lot of fun. And it was so much fun and so well received that we're going to be really ambitious and hopefully be able to get the word out. But we'd like to expand it to a six-county area. So Craighead County, and then all of the surrounding counties.
Wow.
We're going to reach out to all the high schools in all of those counties and ask them to participate. I don't believe that we'll probably be able to get everyone involved this year, but we're going to offer it to everyone. So if you are a high school art teacher out there, please get in touch with us, and we'll be trying to reach out to you as well. And we'd like to make this as broad a scope of what we have going on in our high schools as possible.
Les Christensen is my guest. She's the director of the Bradbury Art Museum. And in addition to these exhibitions that are going on in this upcoming fall semester, there are many other activities that take place in the Bradbury Art Museum. Tell our listeners about some of those.
Well, last year we started a program called Thursdays at the Museum. So rather than closing at 5, we're now open till 7 on Thursday evenings. And we have events like poetry readings and we've had meditations, we've had special tours, we've had various different types of projects that take place that evening. You can just come in and look through the museum that evening and maybe have a date night and go to the museum and then go have dinner. Or you can actually participate in one of our events, and all of our events are admission free. We also have, on Sunday afternoons, we've offered workshops that in some way deal with some aspect of the exhibition. So we will continue those this fall as well. And again, those are also admission free.
What's the value of having something like the Bradbury Art Museum in Jonesboro?
Well, I mean, I personally think it's invaluable. I can't imagine living in a community that didn't have access to really quality art experiences, and that is certainly what we do provide. I really do think that it helps with the quality of life. There have been all kinds of studies that have proven that to be exposed to the arts helps particularly younger people, but really people of all ages, to think creatively. And when you think creatively, you're not just thinking about the arts. You can think about how to problem solve, and it's any aspect of your life. And it's, you know, it's studies have proven that this actually works. It can help you with mathematics. It can help you with sciences.
And that is KASU's Marty Scarborough talking with the Bradbury Art Museum's director, Les Christensen, about exhibits taking place this fall. For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.